USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump announced an approval for a drug treatment to fight the coronavirus.
I'm pleased to announce that Gilead now has an EUA from the FDA for remdesivir. And you know what that is, because that's been the hot thing also in the papers and in the media for the last little while. An important treatment for hospitalized coronavirus patients.
Drug maker Gilead has donated the remdesivir stock it has on hand, and it's racing to make more. More than a dozen states are now allowing restaurants, stores, and some other businesses to reopen. Mississippi's Governor Tate Reeves on Fox's Hannity says it's time.
Our people are smart enough to do the right thing. They're staying 5 or 6 feet apart. They're not getting in groups of more than 10 people. But you cannot lock people in their homes and tell them you can't go to work. And oh, by the way, you can't go outside either.
This is USA Radio News.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The governor of New York is trying to figure out how to get people back to school. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is ordering that schools and colleges across New York remain closed for the rest of the year in response to the coronavirus outbreak. The governor says his administration doesn't see a realistic way to bring students back to school anytime soon.
We don't think it's possible to do that in a way that would keep our children and students and educators safe. So we're going to have the schools remain closed for the rest of the year. We're going to continue the distance learning.
Cuomo says a decision regarding summer school will be made by the end of the month.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state is days, not weeks away from changes to the stay-at-home order. He said state officials are very close to making some announcements that will be meaningful to people in the retail and hospitality industries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Department of Education and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos face a class action lawsuit demanding a stop to garnishment of student borrowers' wages. The suit was filed in District of Columbia Federal Court on behalf of borrowers whose paychecks continued to be garnished for student loans, which is a violation of the CARES Act. The Rolling Stones have released a new song which captures how people feel during isolation from the coronavirus lockdowns. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
The Rolling Stones debut a title on the Billboard chart for the 7th consecutive decade as the new single Living in a Ghost Town enters multiple lists on the chart. The song makes its chart entrance exactly 56 years after the band's first trip to Billboard's charts. Mick Jagger talks about the new song on his Instagram.
Hi there. So we were in the studio. The Stones recorded some new material before the lockdown, and there was one song I thought that would resonate through the times we're living in, which is called Living in a Ghost Town. So I hope you like it.
The song was produced by Don Was. Living in a Ghost Town is the Stones' first new original song in 8 years. The song is intended to give the fans a little bit of a treat, especially after the news of the Stones' planned No Filter tour had been postponed as a result of COVID-19. USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.